From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe seeks order out of chaos amid an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are seeking solutions to the flood of hundreds of thousands of refugees and economic migrants coming to the continent from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds of migrants stormed the main train station in the Hungarian capital Budapest after being kept out by police for 2 days. They're seeking passage to Austria and Germany, but officials say no trains are running. Zoltan Kovacs is a government spokesman.
Without discipline, that is, being able to defend, protect the European borders, put the discipline into the flood of illegal migrants and channel them to the official border crossing points, we will not be able to handle their influx. The European Union, including Hungary, should regain its ability to differentiate between refugees proper and economic migrants.
More than 332,000 migrants have arrived this year. More are seeking asylum in Europe every day. While many Africans are also trying to reach the European continent, the International Organization for Migration says most of them end up staying in Africa, seeking better economic opportunities elsewhere. Michelle Bombassi, an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist, says, however, security concerns pose a challenge for them.
Migration is part of the tradition of the culture of the region and plays a major role in the economy within the region. But we also have to mention that in very specific areas, which are, for instance, affected by terrorism or by security threat of different kinds, the presence of large numbers of sometimes of migrants, sometimes undocumented, is a concern for many governments.
Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities say an overcrowded migrant boat with as many as 100 people aboard capsized in stormy seas off the Malaysian coast, killing at least 13. Officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesians back home to Sumatra when it went down Thursday not far from the coastal town of Sabak. China's President Xi Jinping presided today over a massive military parade in Beijing that marked the end of the Second World War. Japan officially surrendered to Allied forces September 2, 1945. VOA's Bill Ide in the Chinese capital says the parade had nationalistic overtones.
The government has been focusing on how this is about remembering history, promoting the importance of peace, but at the same time, it's a rally cry for the nation, and China is trying to promote nationalism at a time when things are becoming very difficult for the country. Its economy is slowing, and there are a lot more challenges now that China is facing, and it does appear that part of this is a distraction of sorts from those problems.
Before the parade, President Xi announced 300,000 troops would be cut from the People's Liberation Army. Chinese markets were closed for the public holiday. Other Asian markets gained ground Thursday after a week of volatility over China's weakening economy. In New York Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones average jumped nearly 300 points. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has appealed to the American people to support the Iran nuclear agreement.
We made clear from the outset that we would not settle for anything less than an agreement that was comprehensive, verifiable, effective, and of lasting duration.
Mr. Kerry speaking Wednesday in Philadelphia as Congress prepares to vote on the issue later this month. In Washington Wednesday, a Democratic senator said she would back the deal, thus becoming the 34th to do so and ensuring a presidential veto of the measure in the Senate that would reject the deal could be sustained. In Nigeria, at least 24 people were killed late Tuesday by armed assailants on horseback in villages in the country's northeast. Although there was no immediate claim of responsibility, militants from the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram are suspected. In Yemen, at least 28 were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday in a suicide bombing attack on a mosque in the capital Sana'a, claimed by Islamic State. The IS group is known to have targeted sites controlled by the Shia Houthi rebels who are considered to be heretics. The International Red Cross says two of its workers were killed in northern Yemen by an unknown attacker. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo banned a film by a Congolese doctor who's treated thousands of women raped during the country's conflicts. A government spokesman said the film intends to sully and harm the image of the army of the DRC, and no one should tolerate it. Dr. Dennis Mukwege founded the Ponzi Hospital in Bukavu in South Kivu Province in 1999. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.